Hey now, everyone. Good evening and welcome to RCN Sports Talk. My name is Tom Braun, in for the vacationing Chris Michael. He's on assignment down in Disney in Florida. Each year he goes away, I get to step on the show, and I'm thrilled to be here with the best co-host anybody could ever have, Mr. Joseph Craig. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, Joe, Tom. It's good to have you.
I can promise you tonight, I've watched the show. I watch the shows, and I've watched them on demand. You take a beating constantly from that boy. You don't lash back. You usually just sit back and take it. I can promise you, I've learned my lesson from your friends meeting out at the car last time I did this show. I won't mess with you this time.
I appreciate that. You know, my dad used to teach me when I was growing up. He always said that when people rip on you and make fun of you, it really means they like you.
Yes.
I can truly say I'm one of the most loved people that I have ever
well,
come
there you
from.
Go. There you go. That's
because Chris is unmerciful. And most of it that he talks about, the things he does, I mean, he basically lies. I mean, yeah. He basically lies. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything.
That's true.
But I would not. I digress.
He's always prodding you along. But anyway, yes. It's going to be a fun show, folks. I hope you like baseball. It's the game of summer.
Baseball show.
We had a big one, big things going on in the spring. We're going to talk mainly about high school baseball. We'll mix in some pro stuff at the end. And we have a guest with us tonight, to Joe's right, from RCN Sports, Mr. Dan Moyer. Dan, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Chris called me about a month ago, said, you want to come? I said, sure, I'll come on the show. Where's Chris?
Oh,
he's on assignment. He's playing Goofy for a week.
That's right. That's right. We will possibly have another host. We got another guest, excuse
another guest,
me.
Yes.
We sent somebody out to the Easton game today. Since we're talking about high school sports, two teams we're still in the playoff hunt today in the state playoffs. Palmerton and Easton, we have some updates on those games. And Jack was out at the Easton game. The game is over at this point. We know the result. If you're watching at home and don't know, maybe we'll just we'll let that play out a little bit. You're going to figure it out soon
enough.
We'll
wait until Jack shows up, then he can tell.
And he can tell. All right, there we go.
The key word there is if Jack shows up.
If he doesn't show up, then we'll
let's start by congratulating those teams. Easton. They're having a great run so far this year. They baseball can be a streaky sport. It goes up and down a little bit, up and down a little bit. They go through, I should say this about Easton. They go through the District 11 playoffs, and we'll talk more about that whole playoff situation in a little bit. But let's speak to Easton. Are they where they expected to be at the beginning of the season? Deep into playoff run.
Well, I think they expected to have a really good season. Talking to Carmen LaDuca, the head coach, who was on our radio show with us a couple of months back before the season started, they knew they had a very experienced group of kids led by the Dura kid, and they expected to have a good season. The league was the question. You know, this league is very competitive. This year, the league had a lot of quality pitching, I thought. You had teams that, between Whitehall, Parkland, Freedom, Easton, Liberty, Central Catholic ultimately showed at the end. You know, all those teams, and there were others. Mayes had a pretty good year. The competition was going to be good.
Right.
It was not a typical season with one really great team.
Right, right.
You had a lot of, five or six teams that all could beat each other.
Right.
And that's ultimately what happened, and the team that got hot at the end showed up, and that was Easton, along with, by the surprise, Central Catholic.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I think Easton did expect to be in the thick of it, whether they really realized. I think the surprise team for the year really was Freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom came on and just did a great job and had a great season. I mean, they had some really great pitching, and they played really, really well.
Freedom won the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference
EPC
title.
Yeah, first championship title in many years in baseball. But
made in the state playoff run.
The league was
lost
like
in the
that.
First round.
Yeah. If there was a team that maybe was disappointing that I thought might do better, might be Liberty. I really thought looking at Liberty that they should be in the top two or three, and it turned out that they had a nice season,
right?
But I think their expectations maybe were a little higher than it actually got to be.
Right, right. Dan, anything to add on? I mean, let me tell you the next question I'm going to ask, and I want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. And then on top of this, You kind of hit on it already. This has been kind of a wild postseason, starting with the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference playoffs. Dan, speak to that.
Most coaches won't admit to this, but they do want to win a league title, you know, a league title. But in the back of their mind, they're thinking, let's get hot at the end of the year so we can win the district title and make a run at the state title.
Right, right.
You know, because it's streaky. You can play real well all year and hit the playoffs, and you're done.
Well, I wrote down, this is how Easton's season went. Yeah. Let's go back to East for a second, because we're going to talk about them having their game today. They started the season hot. They were 5-1. Parkland's been very good. They destroyed Parkland the first time they played them. Then they fumbled against Northampton, which you want to add something to that?
Northampton, they screwed a few people's records up pretty good this year. They didn't have a bad season. That's one of the teams, I think, didn't win anything, but was a spoiler. That was a team that could knock anybody off. But that's the way this league was this year.
They showed up in the Eastern Pennsylvania. This is continuing with Easton. They got hot again in March going into the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference Tournament. They lost to Central, who came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere.
Stormed right through, Dan.
They were a little hotter at the time.
Right. And then peaked in the district play.
Just one more thing about that Central game. Yeah. I was at that game. I've never seen a better played game in my life for those two teams. And Central made every play in that game. Every play. Next game, they didn't.
Right. Well, more on Central, because this is the type of baseball in this conversation. We could go on any one of these teams, because we talk about Central facing Freedom in Eastern Pennsylvania Conference Final. What happens in the next in district play? They lose to a seventh seed Palmerton team, who also had a game today.
Yeah, we'll have to talk a little bit about them there. And this same idea in the Lehigh Valley or Eastern Pennsylvania Conference, as we know it. And you know, we talked about the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference. We mentioned schools down here. Let's not forget that Stroudsburg had a real good ball club up north. Pleasant Valley's always pretty competitive. East Stroudsburg South knocked off Liberty. I think it was East Stroudsburg South. One of those schools, or no, Pocono Mountain, one of the Pocono Mountains knocked off Liberty. I mean, you know, you even had some schools up there. Now, when you go to the Colonial League, you look at that league, and who's traditionally the powers? Well, traditionally, the powers are Southern Lehigh, Salisbury, teams like that. What happened this time around? You get a Palmerton comes out of nowhere and does the damage that they did. So, again, teams, a lot of ability to knock off teams and some real surprises at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Lehigh and Palmerton play for the district title?
Yes.
Lehigh and Palmerton.
The seventh and eighth seed?
Yeah. You got it.
But now keep in mind that that's not Lehigh from the Colonial League. Lehigh that has gone over to the Schuylkill League.
Yes. Right.
So it's their competition every week is not the same as it was when they were playing Southern Lehigh. Right. Not that there's anything wrong. I'm not downing the they're just a lot of smaller schools up there. And they down here Lehighton used to have to play Southern Lehigh, which is a triple-A size school. They'd have to play a Bangor, which is a 4A size. You know, there were some pretty good teams that they had to play. And so when they went up there, it's a different kind of competition. But, those were the two teams, the 7 and an 8 seed. Yeah. That means the top six seeds didn't get to the final.
No, we said Central Central was in there. There were some.
And you got to tip your hat. You got to tip your hat to Palmerton. I mean,
Let's talk. They're not really in our viewing area, but we want to speak to the district team. Let's talk about them. They had their next state playoff game today. They played earlier today. Those who were following it, they went up against a very good team. They went six innings. They lost 10-0. But the fact that they got to this point was a big deal.
This is the danger of when you have that kind of a team and you come out of nowhere into the playoffs. You also have the danger of coming back down to earth against good teams that are in the playoffs. And when that happens, you can get this kind of a result. Mm-hmm. Rarely does a team that comes through from the 7 or 8 seed and wins a district title, rarely do they continue on through states and get to the state semis or something. It's pretty hard to do when you've had that kind of a season. You understand? So I think you see that. And that happens occasionally. That same argument could be made for Central Catholic.
Sure.
You see it all the time.
We're going to talk, we digressed. We were talking a little bit about Easton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just kind of, because we're going to bring them up and talk about what happened today with this team. They won Tuesday's match against Downingtown East, and it was their first PIAA win since 1990.
One nothing, right.
It's fantastic. So that was a big thing to happen right there.
Somebody, I read it somewhere, that they could have won that game if they would have had a no-hitter thrown against them.
Yes.
Because they scored with no hits.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A hit batter, a pass ball, a sacrifice, and was it an error? Yeah.
And to bring that up, just to kind of close on this question, because we were talking around it, it has been a crazy year in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's still talk about Easton. Think of that game versus Liberty. For folks at home, you may have read about it in the press. They played Liberty in a 9-inning game in the District 11 playoffs. Right. That was a wild one. Joe, were you there? Because I know you
followed. No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
I was out of town, actually.
I got you. But Freedom had a wild one mixed in there, too. When they played Stroudsburg, it's been that kind of tournament. A number one seed in the 4A comes from the Colonial League.
Yeah.
Banger.
That, you can.
What do you want to speak to that, Joe?
Well, in 100 years, that happens once or twice.
Right. I mean, just happened to be this year.
And you can't take anything away from Banger. They had a great season. Mm-hmm. They had a great bunch of kids if you check the history of that group of kids from the time they were playing knee-high ball, I would bet you that mm-hmm. that group has been strong all the way through, and they happen to be all in there in the same time. They also caught, and I'll say this, and I'm going to probably get in trouble for saying it, they also caught the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference without a really great team. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of good teams, Eastern, all of them that we've already mentioned. But there was no Parkland from a year ago.
Right.
There was no... some of these other great teams that we've seen over the years. So Banger caught it right when it got to that level of competition from the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference. And that doesn't happen very often because it shouldn't be expected because, you take a team like Banger and Southern Lehigh is another good example of a little bit bigger school in that league. It's hard to be able to compete with the big guys when the playoffs come, when you've faced smaller AA size schools most of the time.
Yeah.
You just don't see the depth that you see with these other teams from the Lehigh and from the Eastern Pennsylvania Conference. So you wouldn't expect that they would compete really well with those teams. And then when you compound that with Banger's schedule this year, as you and I and Dan talked about earlier, Banger scheduled independent games early on in the season, but look who they played. They played a lot of 4A size schools, but they played Northern Tier 4A schools.
Right.
And not Stroudsburg. They played schools that don't have that great tradition in baseball. Got nice wins because they beat 4A schools.
You call that a smart AD.
Well, sure. Yeah. You did. That's absolutely true. But you have there's a philosophical thing here, too. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to dominate all the time here.
Please.
But the philosophical part.
You don't ever do that.
No, that's not me. The philosophical part of it is, the theory that coaches think you got to play really good competition in your off league games so that it prepares you for playoffs. Some coaches want to get, some places are more interested in getting closer games that they don't have to travel so far, and neighborhood rivalries if they can.
Sure.
And get wins. And, I think Banger was fortunate to do that, and it helped them when it came time for the playoffs.
Dance on that.
Other coaches also looking at the easy points.
No, exactly.
Okay, because when you play higher schools, you get more points for districts.
Yeah.
And also, with Banger, everybody wants to be undefeated.
Right.
But there is such a thing as a good loss. What I'm saying? Everybody wants to be undefeated, but a good loss late in the season sometimes helps the team. Take them over the edge and takes them up to the next level.
Speaking of Easton again, they had mentioned, I had read, when they played that Northampton team, it was a lot of their own mistakes that haunted them. And they said it was a good wake-up call and maybe happened at the perfect point in the season.
That's what you call a good loss.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. We want to give nods out there. Since we're talking about high school basketball, Notre Dame managed to go pretty far in the 2A bracket of District 11. They ended up losing in the final to Schuylkill Valley, if I'm not mistaken. But they had another team with another great run.
Yeah, do we want to give the Easton score?
We might as well. We're dancing around.
I think we should.
Wait, Jack?
People.
No, he's not here.
Jack
yet.
Logic is going to be with us at some point. He was at the game.
Yeah.
And obviously is not here yet, but he will be joining us. He'll give us a little vibe for the place.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you're the host.
Well, it was going back. I'll start.
Go ahead.
It started out. They were... they were down by two starting off in the first inning.
Right.
They came back and host with Cumberland Valley is who they were playing. Easton stormed back 4-2. Eventually, the score comes back to 4-4. It's going into the final innings. Joe?
What can I tell you? Cumberland Valley scores twice. Easton loses 6-4.
Yeah, it's a hard
season's over.
Season's over. Heartbreak. We going into this, very rarely do we have an opportunity when we're talking on a show where the game's happening as the show's about to come on. Yep. So, you know, it didn't matter where you were in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. We were all rooting for Easton.
So people
at this
out
point.
There, and we have a lot of Easton viewers. Yeah. A lot of them probably didn't know the final score.
Right.
Now you know. It was a 6-4 loss. Cumberland Valley moves on, and Easton's season is over. But you got to give – Carmel Duke and his staff credit.
So, you know, I have – I'm not stupid. I'm coming on the show once a year. I better be prepared. So I have a source.
Me too, one time. So.
Exactly. You got it. Yeah, so my source spoke – I said, tell me a little bit about Easton. This is what they said. In reference specifically to Carmel Duke and Greg Hess, their pitching coach – known for great team chemistry. They have a shutdown pitcher this year, which helped a lot, in Pete Violente. Am I pronouncing the name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
But really, it speaks a lot to the person stressed the great team chemistry that they have. And you're talking to him because you said you had him on not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see – he's been coaching the team a long time.
He's a first class, and he's a class act. And Coach Hess has been with him a long time. It's just a great duo.
Dan, team chemistry. You coached Emmaus for 5 years.
Yes.
What does that have to do with it?
Oh, it's
key.
You can take not as good teams as you think you have and make them better when everybody plays together, and that's a big thing. It really is.
Especially with high school kids. I think with high school kids, it's probably more important because there's so many. Kids are more immature. Mm-hmm. There's so many other forces outside pulling you away from.
Sure.
It's not like in the pros or even in college where you really you better be focused.
Right.
That you're living.
I know they're doing
high school
community
different.
Service together. Oh, yeah. Anyway, kudos to the Easton team. We're going to talk about them a lot. Jack's going to get here, giving us an update for the game. But we want to talk to you about an event coming up. Coming up, maybe you've been enjoying the Buffalo Wild Wings. Things that we do here spice up your week. Join us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thursday, June 23rd, they're going to benefit the American Cancer Society. Relay for Life, the special guest, retiring Wilson head basketball coach Bob Frankenfield. On July 21st, they're going to benefit the Miller Keystone Blood Center. On Thursday, August 18th, benefit Dream Come True. All shows are broadcast live between 7 and 8 at Buffalo Wild Wings on Grape Street in Whitehall. In front of the Whitehall Mall, pick up a Dine and Donate slip on the RCN TV website, and a portion of your meal will be donated to local charities. The flyers can also be downloaded at rcn.com/RCNTV by clicking on the event link. More on this great high school baseball show in just a minute. It wouldn't be RCN Sports Talk without our trivia question. Here you go. Name the only Lehigh Valley team to win a District 11 baseball title last year. Now it says Lehigh Valley team. Which was it to win a District 11 baseball title last year? Here's more details on how and what you can win.
You could win a $10 gift certificate to use to see the latest movies and the hottest music, sports, and pay-per-view events on RCN On Demand. You can only win one gift certificate every 4 months. But if you haven't won a prize in the last 30 days, you may be able to win another great prize. Call or email us right now with your trivia response. Callers get priority. But if we don't get a caller with the correct answer during tonight's live sports talk show, we'll take all email responses and conduct a random drawing on our next live show to determine the winner. Watching the show on replay or VOD? Send us your guess now, and you just might win an RCN On Demand $10 certificate. Good luck with Sports Talk Trivia.
Who doesn't want the $10 gift certificate? It's a great thing. Now, Joe wants me to clarify. He must have said this 10 times before the show. And
get it
he just
right.
said it to me right
get
now.
Get it right.
He looks at me like a rookie, so I'm going to follow the coach's nod here. When it says Lehigh Valley team, he wants me to stress it's not necessarily a Lehigh Valley conference team. It might be, it might not. What he's saying is it's just a team based here in the Lehigh Valley. We're taking out the coal region
That's
teams.
Important to note that
right.
because people might have thought we were talking about
so
a league.
So it's the only Lehigh Valley team that won a District 11 tie last year. You know what? Give us a call. Hey, we suddenly have our man in the field who was at that Easton game we briefly talked about here. Would like to introduce from WGPA, Mr. Jack Logic. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You were at the game. Let's talk about this first, guys. You were at the game. Seesawed back and forth a little bit. Want to tell us a little bit? Obviously, it ends in a little bit of a disappointment.
Yes, but it wasn't a well-played game at all. A lot of unearned runs. Easton gave up two in the first, came back and got four unearned runs themselves in the second. I mean, in the bottom of the first, and then they pecked away and tied the game. And then Easton brought in Anthony Kiefer, and Anthony pitched great ball, and they Cumberland Valley went ahead with a bloop single in the top of the sixth after getting on base on an error by the shortstop to start the inning. And in the bottom of the sixth, Easton had the bases loaded, one out, hit into a forced play at home, and then struck out. And then in the bottom, top of the seventh, Cumberland Valley tacked on an insurance run.
You know, you can't, and I'm sure that the feeling right now with Easton fans and the Easton team especially is they can't see it, but it was a great run of a season going this far.
It was. For a team that played 26 games, not to hit a home run and win 20 games,
yeah,
that tells you all you need to know about.
That's big.
A lot of
That's
character.
Big. Absolutely. So, unfortunately, we've given it away. Easton's season is over, but congrats to them. It was a great season. You know, let's talk about a little bit more about high school baseball in the Lehigh Valley as well, and we can bring Easton into it more. We were kind of tiptoeing around it at first. I wanted to mention, were there any other teams? You know, we talked about a couple. Were there any other teams out there or noteworthy players who you think could move on to bigger and better things?
That's a good question.
Jack? Good question. I got to really think about that one on the run. I know Lehigh University might have a couple people picked late in the draft coming up. But like I said, high school-wise, we were blessed last year to have the young man from Stroudsburg that was picked in the first round.
And it led me to, you weren't here, we were talking about the show earlier.
Trying to come up with a name.
We talked about him. Yeah. The guy, the student, it leads me to the next thing is this. We have people who play football here to go to Division I schools. We have the same thing in basketball. They'll go to Division I schools.
Right.
Baseball, not so much. There was a player who went to Virginia. He ended up going to Virginia, last name Benny.
That's the one.
Goes to Virginia, comes back this year, plays for,
withdrew,
joins the East Stroudsburg. It becomes the, I want to make sure I get it right, the PSAC Player of the Year. So we clearly have some strong players in the area. Why don't they get recruited in college to go to these powerhouse schools down south? You guys want to speak to it?
I think the weather. You know, like I said, our players are held back. Like I said, Easton had a long season, 26 games, but I bet high school seasons down south are 50 games plus.
Yeah, they probably can start in January.
Well, yeah, the weather, I think, is certainly a factor, but there's a lot of factors. You've got baseball weather from mid-February through November down south. What do you have up here? Mid-February, you
right.
could have a foot of snow.
Right.
So that
March,
that
mid-March, are you kidding me?
And as good as guys like the Benny Kid were, and as good as some of the other guys going back, all the way back to Mitch Lukovitz, I can remember at Liberty, and Cucky from Liberty, those are guys I happen to know that went on to play professional baseball. You've got the kid from Northampton, Schneider, who went on, of course, we all know about his career.
McBride.
Pat Kelly.
A number of others. Yeah, exactly. But you got to understand, every year Florida's got 50 guys like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's 50 kids in Florida that can play like that. So what happens? Our kids, they get lost in the shuffle. And I think the number of games they play, the type of weather they play in, the length of their season, all contributes to that.
It doesn't matter.
And it's not just Florida.
You can be the best Cam DeLuca, the best Pizzillas, the best Nick D'Amico. Yeah. You're not going
to
get
you,
that.
And you end up going to Stanford, and there'll be 25 guys like you all playing first base. You know, so you get that. And California might even be bigger than Florida when it comes to this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, those are factors.
It's 50 years ago today that Lafayette College made an appearance in the Division I World Series in Omaha.
Wow.
That's how much baseball's changed.
Oh, yeah.
Lafayette under Charlie Gilbert was a power, and now Lafayette is just and also ran the Patriot League, basically.
Yeah. Well, and you're talking about the we talked about, briefly talked about the length of games. Let me throw this at you. This is the forum to talk about this. Is the playoffs, the way they're played here in the PIAA and District 11?
High school you're talking about.
Yeah, high school. I'm sorry. Correct. We're going to stick with high school probably this whole segment, Joe. But I'm thinking, does it go too long where they can just use or stretch it out too long where they can only use one or two pitch? Well, they use two pitchers going the whole way. You don't really need much depth. In your opinion, this is an opinion.
What do you think?
Dan, you coached 5 years. What do you think?
Nowadays, I think you need more than you did a couple years ago.
And why is that?
Because they kind of like short some of them. Well, let's face it. You got to play 2 weeks of league playoffs,
right.
Then 2 weeks of district playoffs, and then another 2 weeks of state playoffs. So that's 6 weeks. It's almost as long as the regular season.
Right.
So by that time, you're getting tired, and they are closer together. So you have to play more games, more pitchers. Before, you should get away with maybe two. I think now you need more, like 2.5, 3 pitchers.
Okay.
To make it.
I think, Jack? Like I said, a perfect staff is, like I said, is 3 starting pitchers and 1 really dependable bullpen arm. If you can do that, you'll be okay. Like mm-hmm. you said, you can get away with 3 starters, but need 3 anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's not forget, too, that not that long ago, you didn't have league playoffs. Nope. You had, right. Unless mm-hmm. if you had 2 divisions, you might have a playoff game, but mm-hmm. you didn't have a week-long, week-and-a-half-long league playoff system. I mean, if you had 10 teams in the league, at the end of the season, if Whitehall was the number 1 team, they were the league champ, and mm-hmm. then you moved into districts. So that you know, lengthens the amount of time that they've had to play. And this year was actually a good year because you had fairly mild weather in March and
right.
April. So you were able to get a lot done that you didn't,
oh, yeah.
you know, compare it to last year when teams couldn't even get on the field till April, some of them.
Just bring back about snow in
sure.
March. I remember my son's senior year, one of his years in the 90s, they had to shovel the snow off
yeah.
in April to get their first game
yeah.
in.
Oh, you know? I can remember.
Yeah,
I can remember being the AD at Liberty back in the early 90s. I can remember
well, that's
one
what
year.
I'm talking about.
I remember
that's
one
the year,
year
I'm talking
we
about.
Had to have backhoes and plows
uh-huh.
plow off the baseball uh-huh. field so that they could get on it
mm-hmm.
by the end of March.
Joe, it was mm-hmm. back in 1994. We had 20
that's
inches
the year
of snow
yeah.
at
that's
regionals.
That's the year I'm talking
and
about.
They sent everybody home.
That's yep, my son.
I remember. That's
they
the year
sent
I'm
everybody
talking
home
about.
And,
no. And if we hadn't done that, they had used the fields for dumping city
exactly
snow.
Right.
There was
yeah.
there were drifts 20 feet high. I mean, they wouldn't have played till July
right.
if we hadn't done something. So you had that stuff, and guess what? People in Florida and California, they don't deal with that stuff. They don't have to worry about things like that, you
and
know?
Also, this playoff season, they've been kind of blessed. We haven't had all that much rain.
Sure.
I remember when we made our run in the state playoffs in 2000, out where Easton played today at
yes.
Wenger Field.
Yes.
Took us 4 days to get that game played. We'd go out, we get halfway out, calls, no, you're not playing.
Wow.
You come back. Go out, you sit there for a while, no, cancel.
Right.
Four
right.
days.
Yeah. Now, wow. now baseball, high school baseball has done something to help the situation with the beginnings of fall baseball. You know, fall ball as we know it, that wasn't a reality back in the 70s, and you know that
no,
didn't
no,
come about relative, until later.
That's 90s.
That
yeah,
came like
mid-90s,
in the late 80s,
exactly.
90s, when
but,
it came prominent.
But those teams back in the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, into the early 90s, they didn't have fall ball. If you didn't play baseball in the spring and summer, the next time you hit the baseball diamond was March.
And again, right. what Joe and I always talked about when he was my co-host is a 2- and 3- sport athlete.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
going bye-bye in most places.
Yeah,
and like I said, but back in the 50s and 60s
you
and
70s,
it, it was prevalent, even at the big high schools. Yeah. So like they said, after Legion ball, you got ready for football.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was basketball or wrestling. And then around March 1st, you got ready for baseball. It was just like, you know, Major League Baseball, really. Guys train all years around now. But back in the 50s and 60s, they came 20 pounds overweight and they got
yeah.
in shape there.
Yeah. Right,
well, it's
right,
like,
right. It's like, And a lot of sports were like that. I mean, high school football, when I first started coaching back in the 60s, through the time I stopped coaching, I mean, August practice was getting shape time. You
mm-hmm.
didn't, they didn't come in shape.
No.
Guys like Mike
no,
Hartenstein, Sam Mikowski, they were great specimens, and I'm sure Easton had their share of them,
yes.
too. But you know what? You spent 2 weeks just running wind sprints so guys would get their legs and be able to play football. So it's changed so much because it's year-round now.
We're up against a break. One question I'm going to ask all three. Just think, and it's just maybe it's a gut reaction. Is there a team, because we're going to stop talking about high school. Mm-hmm. This is the last high school question for you. Is there a team that comes to mind going into next year that you think may have a good chance at a deep run? Give you
a couple seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
When we come back.
I could answer now, but
you can answer now.
Let's go to break.
You want to go to break and then
go to
do
break.
It? All right. Just want to remind everybody about the trivia question then a little bit too. Don't forget, it's the Lehigh Valley team to win the District 11 baseball title last year.
And they can email that.
And they can email that too. Hey, folks, let me just tell you, we're having a great show about baseball here. We're going to get into some national baseball in a little bit here. So sit back, go get that drink, and we'll be right back with more RCN Sports Talk.
To interact with us,
call, email, or tweet us your sports comments, questions, and opinions.
We want to hear from you right now. And now, here's more RCN Sports Talk.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk. We're talking baseball here tonight on the show. My name's Tom Braun. I'm in for the vacationing Chris Michael. It's great to be here along with my wonderful co-host, Joe Craig. Dan Moyer has joined us as well as Jack Logic, who's fresh from the Easton game, flew down here, gave us a nice report on the game. Disappointing, but nevertheless, great run by Easton.
Easton has to be happy with the year they had.
I mean, oh, yes, you win 20 games, you got to be happy.
Oh, yes.
And they had a little bad stretch. They lost two straight and then came back and won districts. So. And hats off to the Freedom Patriots this year.
Yeah.
East Penn Conference.
Nick D'Amico does a nice show. He's made that program pretty respectable.
They've done.
And one last mention. I'm done with sports. Banger High
School. You're
not
done with sports.
Not sports. I mean, high school baseball.
Banger.
Banger High School, 23-1.
Wait, we discussed all this.
We did.
You'd have been here on time. We
said, I'm done. That's what I meant.
Listen, since we're in, they did have a, if I'm not mistaken, they had a pitcher that did a phenomenal job all season long, too. I the name escapes me, but kudos to all the. It was a great season. I mean, what's there to say?
It was a storybook season
about.
For Banger.
Yeah. For
like they had in basketball.
Yeah.
They had an outstanding senior class. They achieved well. They left their mark.
We want to talk some MLB, but I did say
yes.
You each had a team that you think might make a deep playoff run next year, maybe surprise us. And you don't even have to say why unless you just want to say the team. Joe, you first.
I don't want to steal Dan's thunder.
Yeah. Then Dan, go ahead.
Okay.
I want to give the team, but it won't be that team. Ahead. I'm going to pick a different one.
Okay.
And this will shock you.
Liberty?
Stroudsburg.
Stroudsburg.
Watch Stroudsburg.
Okay. Well, they did.
They're always in the mix, and they've got to crack through one of these years. Maybe next year's year.
Stroudsburg for one.
I'm going with Parkland.
And why Parkland?
Oh, you coward.
Only because I've seen Parkland play this year.
Sure.
And I looked at the team and I'm like, who are these kids?
Who are they? New kids.
I did not recognize many names. Tells me pretty young. They went deep this year. Next year might be their year.
Okay. Yeah. Jack?
And I'll go on a dark horse just to make the playoffs, and they've done a great job rebuilding the Allen Canaries.
Okay. All right.
That's a good
point. You know, that would be a giant flag for Allen High School. Mm-hmm. They struggle in a lot of sports. That would be great to get them in the mix. All right, on to some Major League Baseball. About an hour and a half ago, something major started. It was the Major League Baseball draft. And what do we know so far, Joe?
Well, we know who the Phillies took, guys.
All right, let's talk about that.
All right, let me make sure I have all my information because I don't want to mess
this
up.
Have all your ducks in a row.
How important they is
took,
the draft?
If you want to build through youth and quality players, you better draft good.
I mean,
unless you're wealthy and you want to get every free agent that comes down the pike. They drafted, for those of you that don't know, they drafted Mickey Moniak. An outfielder from California, high school kid. Let me give you the rundown. Real quick, I'll give you the rundown on it.
Take your time.
Among a handful of candidates to be number one overall pick if Phillies go to the high school bat, which they did. Could become first high school outfielder to be selected first since Tampa Bay drafted Delmon Young in 2003. Tremendous athlete, considered five-tool talent, whose stock has risen throughout his senior year. Left-handed hitter, is consistent to all fields with solid power to the gaps. Outstanding defensive player who has good speed will likely remain in center field in the pros. Video of an impressive over-the-shoulder catch in a game in California last summer had nearly 400,000 hits.
So we talked earlier about the minor league system. Here they're going and whatnot. Or colleges, I'm sorry. We were talking about colleges and universities. They're going right to the high schools now, picking somebody.
They went to what they needed to do. Okay. One thing the Phillies have in their system right now, and Jack, you're the expert on this, is they've got a lot of good young pitchers.
Yes.
They do. They've done a great job the last year and a half, 2 years, of building a stockpile of pitchers. What they don't have is outfielders who can hit with power. Clearly, that's who they went for. A lot of people felt this kid was maybe the best outfielder with power out there, even though he's only a high school kid. You know, who knows?
Well, in something like this, Dan, you want to speak that? Do they have time to develop this guy?
Yes.
At high school? Are you kidding me?
Once you leave high school and they get in that program of weightlifting and all that other stuff they do, oh, they're going to put 20 pounds on that muscle on that kid.
Yeah.
And just reaction. If he has good reactions, the ball's going to fly out of the park.
How soon before we see him in Lehigh Valley? Next week?
He's not a little kid either, by the way. He's 6'2", almost 200.
Still,
I got you.
They'll get him up to 220. Yeah.
And one thing I like to add is one of the reasons people think they took Mickey Moniak, besides his ability, is that they probably had an agreement before the draft that he was going to sign for less than $9 million. And that way, when they get to the second round, they can draft somebody that has scared some people off.
Right.
So maybe they'll get, you know, two first picks out of the draft in a roundabout way.
Gotcha. Dan, did you want to add something to that? I thought you were motioning a little bit.
No, remember, we had this discussion earlier about what would you do? Go to the pros?
Right.
Or go to college?
Right.
For $9 million? I'm going to the pros.
I guess this is a good example.
No-brainer. I'm going to the pros because you could always put so much money away, and if something fizzles out, go to college later.
Good point. We were talking about the schools going down to the south, like people going to the southern schools and what for baseball. Let's talk about the National League East, because some of our viewers in the Washington area really have a hot team right now, top of the NL East, the Nationals. They played a game last night against the White Sox. Dusty Baker could pretty much sit back and relax because they lit up a brand new debuting pitcher for the White Sox. Nationals.
I think they've been an underachieving team the last 3 years. They've really had a lot of talent, and they haven't done what people thought they'd do. I think Dusty Baker makes a difference, and I think this is the team. If I was going to put my money on a team to get to the series from the National League, this is the one team I would probably put my money on. They've got a lot of quality, and if you can get some, we talked about locker room. Mm-hmm. Getting together and being being
chemistry.
Together, that chemistry thing. I think if Dusty Baker does the things that he's known to do, I think this is a team that has a chance.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Best free agent signing Daniel Murphy.
Oh, he's
not because of what he's doing this year. He was a hit machine with the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, consistent ball player, along with what Joe and said about Dusty Baker. They got the chemistry, and one other thing they got going for him, the Mets have got killed with injuries.
Right.
Duda's out, Wright's out, catcher's out, DiNardo.
And when you look at the standings anyway, I mean, you're talking from the Phillies, who we were talking earlier, they're a surprise to me. And maybe sometimes it's that Philly mentality, if quote unquote, you know, there's sometimes if we listen to sports radio, it can be negative, not necessarily positive. But, you know, they're only 7.5 games out. They're just basically a 500 team. They're 29-31.
Right.
A lot of people don't see that as a success. I think it's a success for this team. The Mets, as Jack pointed out, they're hurting. They're only 3.5 games behind. Miami's in the thick of it. I mean, nobody wants to be. Atlanta's at the bottom, but you look at the top four. They're still in. Everybody's in the thick of things, besides Atlanta.
Two of those four are not going to be there at the end. I'm telling you now. I don't even think about it. But the top two, the Nationals and the Mets. The Mets have enough parts to make a run. But Jack's already pointed out they've already been hit with injuries. You know, and that's hurt them. And I just don't think they're going to be strong enough. I think the Nationals. They have, in my opinion, have as much talent as anybody in the National League.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Well, let's shift it over to the American League East real quick. A lot of fans in, whether you're in Washington or the Lehigh Valley, they like the Yankees.
Well, if we could take the Yankees.
Yes.
And take the Phillies, put them together with one pitching staff, and then the some of the other things that you might have a good ball club.
They basically haven't heard.
Nerd. You're saying take the Yankees outfield and put it with the Phillies infield. Would be all right.
I'm saying take the Phillies pitching and put it with the other eight from the Yankees. Yeah. You'd be a better ball club.
And Jack says no.
Of course, this will never happen. Jack's probably not going to agree with me.
Yankees and the Phillies are a bad ball club.
They're just about identical records of the side and half.
They hit identical.
29-30.
But they have these records for a reason. Philly can't hit. They can't hit their way out of a closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did they sweep Washington in April?
It is amazing. But they have decent pitching.
Yeah.
And it's good young pitching. It's going to be okay. It's going to take time, but it's, you know. So
Jack? Can we touch about one thing, or are you going to do this later?
What are you talking about?
Ryan Howard. Can we touch on that?
We can touch on him, obviously.
That's a big subject in Philadelphia.
I was trying to be nice to the Yankee fans out there.
Yeah.
You know, like guys like Charlie Henry and a few of my buddies are Yankee fans.
John Toth,
Dennis Lobb. You know, I'm trying to throw them a bone a little bit, say, hey, they've got some talent. We can put them together. They'd really be good.
They're like the Phillies of 2 years ago, aging quickly.
Right.
Aging quickly.
And that's what we were talking about, first base with the Phillies, with Ryan Howard.
Yes.
Hitting a robust 150. I was down Tuesday night. He did hit a home run for me. We won 3-2. But Ryan Howard is Ryan Howard.
He didn't hit it for you, Jack.
You
had nothing to do with him.
No, it was like the Babe Ruth story.
The kid on the right out there. Right?
Now, the Phillies have a delicate situation. And I honestly think they would trade him for a Class A minor league player right now so he wouldn't be embarrassed. If somebody in the American League said, we want you as a part-time DH and a right-handed pinch hitter off the bench. Mm-hmm. I think the Phillies would trade him in a minute. Don't want to get designate him for assignment and embarrass him.
Right.
That's a problem. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
We're going to take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we want to mention that we're going to talk a little bit about the American League East real quick, and then we're going to get into our favorite time of the night, the roundtable. So stick with us. We'll be right back here on RCN Sports Talk. There you go. The trivia question of the day. Name the only Lehigh Valley team to win a District 11 baseball title last year. Incidentally, we have somebody right on the line who wants to try and answer that question. Brad from Fountain Hill. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, my friend Tom Braun. How are you?
I'm glad you're watching the show and doing the trivia question. Do you know the answer to this question? Who was the only Lehigh Valley team? Not necessarily a Lehigh Valley conference team, but a Lehigh Valley team that won a District 11 title last year.
Tom Braun, I'm going to take a shot and say Parkland.
Good shot.
That is a good shot. Very good job, Brad. Brad,
you know, the misleading question about that question, Brad, is that there are three other division winners in baseball, but they all came from the Schuylkill area.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Triple, double, and single A all were from the Schuylkill area, not
correct,
from the Lehigh Valley.
Brad, you always were you always from Fountain Hill, or where did you grow up?
I'm from Easton.
Well, then you know tonight. Then the Easton unfortunately had lost, but as a Red Rover fan, you must be happy that they how far they got.
Exactly. Very happy.
All right, Brad, hold on the line. We'll get your information, and you'll get that $10 ticket in the mail. So
thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Great show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling, Brad.
Likes baseball.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Brad. And speaking of liking baseball, before we get to the roundtable, let's hash this about the AL East. Everybody's in the thick of it. There's no Atlanta at the bottom. You got Tampa Bay hanging in with 8 games out. But what do we know about Baltimore? We got some Washington fans in the Washington area who might be Baltimore fans.
Washington is a Baltimore fan.
There's an AL, everybody's got an AL and an NL team.
Nobody in Baltimore is a Washington fan.
I agree.
That is as rival area. Uh-huh. I know my kid lives there. Man, you are either one or the other.
It's like a Jets and Giants type thing. Yes. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want to add,
Jack? I was going to say Baltimore, Boston, and Toronto can hit. And hit and hit and hit. And it's going to be right down to the wire between those two.
That's going to be a fun contest.
I think Baltimore is the team I would pick. I just
and you're saying that because they're in first place?
Well, no, because for A, they're a pretty good young team.
Sure.
And they've got pretty good pitching, which I think is going to be the difference. Boston, I don't know, something about Boston, too much pressure or something up there. I don't know what it is. I just think Baltimore, this is their year.
We've mentioned it with other teams before the show. You know, when it comes to Boston, the expectation is always,
it's always there.
There's always pressure.
Yeah. And no matter how you look at it with Boston, things like Big Poppy and people, they're getting older. And to go 5 months with your season and play 162 games to the quality that they're used to and need from him to be successful, it's going to be hard to do.
Right. Dan.
Aren't they playing old-fashioned baseball down in Baltimore? Didn't they have an old-fashioned Donnybrook the other night?
That was something. That was something. That seems to always
that fires
a lot of me.
Stirs them up.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, Joe, you tell me. We're going to start the round table here. Now, does everybody get to answer the round table question, or does each person get one?
No,
Joe?
I'm the only one that's allowed to answer questions.
What happened
to Joe's
take tonight?
No, we're not doing a Joe's take.
We don't have time for Joe's take. We're talking about baseball and left and right.
Next week I'll do a Joe's take.
Okay.
Let's start. All right. Topic one. Most impressive high school team and player this spring. Joe.
Most impressive team is Bangor. I got to give them credit. Nobody would have thought that they would go the season undefeated till the playoffs. And you got to give it to them. And as a specific player, I'm not.
Dan.
He stole my name.
Okay.
Palmerton.
Okay.
Great run.
Jack. How do you not you say that?
I want to say Easton.
Just
there we go.
Yeah,
you know, because you have an Easton hat and Easton shirt.
Yeah, I just came
from. Why would I expect you to say something like Parkland?
Yeah. If I got a vote, I would vote Easton too.
Easton. You're never going to be wrong on that.
Okay. Topic two. What should the 76ers do with their pick?
Oh, you got to go with Simmons. Just take Simmons. Let's go. I mean, you take him, put him with what they have, and the kid coming from Europe, and hopefully Embiid's going to be healthy, and let's go.
I think they should not pick a player that needs a year to heal before he can
play. For a change.
That's two years in a row, right?
Bingo. Right. Jack?
I'm going to go the other way. I'll go with Ingram.
You know, there's talk, too. NBA is not my thing. Basketball is not my thing. But there's been talk of why don't they trade away the pick to maybe go down to number five and pick up somebody from Oklahoma, you know, who can shoot. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then maybe pick another player up. They should do something with it.
When you're as bad as they've been,
right?
You better get the best player that's available. Simmons is a bigger upside than Ingram. Ingram's more ready to play today.
Sure.
But Simmons is the upside. He's the one that's got the upside for the future.
Topic three. Next Phillies prospect to be called up to the majors.
Oh, that's an easy one. Zach Efron.
Who?
Zach Efron.
Isn't he?
Iron Pigs pitcher. I'm sorry.
Is that his name?
Did I say it too soon?
That's all right. I got somebody else anyway.
He's got somebody else. I say Efron.
Go to him
Eflin?
First.
Or Eflin. What
Zach
did I say?
Efron. Wasn't he
Eflin.
I think he was a Disney actor in High School Musical.
I'm sorry.
Zach Efron. He's with me for 14 years.
That's why you smiled. Well, you know me with names.
I know.
God, I got Zach right.
You know what I'm saying? If he's saying Zach Efron, what's Joe watching on RCN channel?
I'll say, wasn't he in High School Musical, Zach Efron?
Yeah, exactly.
Eflin.
Like Buffer,
you know who I mean.
I knew you. Yeah, that's like
it's something I'm thinking.
I'm going to bow out of this one.
Nick Williams,
up to 295.
I agree with him.
Yeah. All right,
I watched.
But I think Eflin will be up because Vasquez went down yesterday. So
that's why I think
Eflin's
great.
But I think just by talent alone, I think it's going to be Nick Williams.
Be interesting.
Topic four: biggest baseball surprise this spring on any level. Major League Baseball. Is there a team out there you're surprised?
I got one.
It can be up or down.
Major Leagues, to me, the team would be the Chicago Cubs. Good Lord. To me, that's the team. I mean, we realize that they are supposed to be better and all that, but come on.
Let me throw this one at you. What about disappointment? Who's like not where you thought they would be? Is there a team? And if you want to go back
Kansas
to the high
City,
school
maybe?
One?
Yeah, Kansas City.
Kansas City, what do you think, Jack?
Dodgers and Angels in the West Coast. We have Bruce Nagy on all the time. Right now they're disappointing. you know, they may do it. And just face it, it's an even year, so watch out for the Giants.
But the Kansas City was in the World Series last year.
Yeah, they have their injuries.
I don't say this often. I agree with Joe.
You're right.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Topic five. This question, we're going to start with Dan Moyer, just to put him on the spot. This year's biggest NASCAR storyline is?
Attendance. And it's the same story every year.
Yes.
For the last couple of years. They got to get something back in the old-fashioned rivalries to get people back in the stands. Joe?
What's the girl's name?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. Is she ever going to place in the top five?
All right.
I mean, she gets so much ink time, so much publicity. Mm-hmm. And I understand the impact that a woman being in NASCAR, it's a big thing. But come on, at least get in the top five in one race.
That's not it's not just the driver.
I understand all that. But you're going to give a person like that 50% of the ink time, you know, you'd hope that at least...
Yeah.
They get up to get in there.
Jack? She's not driving her car with her ability. She's driving it, but with her great looks.
There will.
Well,
she's driving. I would not she say can that. Drive a car. Yeah.
She can drive a car.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but still.
All right, we'll fly right through the topic six question real quick. Chances the Phillies clinch a wild card spot. You said no because you said the only two teams make it. Joe, what do you think?
One out of
we
a
know
thousand.
What he says. He
one said, out of a
slim
thousand.
To none.
Okay.
Slim to
none.
I doubt it very much.
All right. Guys, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. RCN Sports Talk. Jack Logic was at the Easton game, flew here to give us a report. Thank you so much, Jack Logic. Dan Moyer, RCN Sports, good to be here. Thanks for offering some insight, being a coach and stuff in high school, the chemistry and all that. Appreciate it. And Joe.
Appreciate that. Thank you. It was good to have you, Tom. You did a nice job. Yeah. Reminding folks that we will not be on the air next Thursday. State playoff baseball is going to be done by the crews here at RCN, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Hey Joe, can you do me a favor? When you see Chris, just call him while he pimped.
For Chris Michael, I'm Tom Braun. Thanks for watching RCN Sports Talk.